As we celebrate Trinity Sunday today, our focus turns to who it is that we worship when we come here to Mass. And the Trinity reveals something very powerful about God. And this is something that's beyond our human ability to discern. You know, this is something that's revealed by God. You know, our human knowledge, we can't by ourselves, you know, penetrate the very mysteries of God. But he has revealed these things to us. And what the Lord reveals about himself impacts in a large way how we view ourselves. And it enables us to see ourselves more clearly because we're created in the image of God. So as we're able to see who God is on a deeper level, it unlocks the mystery of who we're created to be. So when we look at the very nature of God, God is a community of three persons. You know, God is like a family, you know, a community of perfect self-giving love. You know, the Father who loves his Son totally and completely, and the Son who's completely and totally obedient to his will, and the Holy Spirit who is the love flowing between the Father and the Son. And as we read through the New Testament, Jesus never disobeyed his Father. You know, he never threw a tantrum. He never got angry and, you know, stomped his feet and said, you know, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to listen to that. You know, he never did that. Jesus Christ always accepted the will of his Father with perfect trust and perfect obedience. And the Heavenly Father never acts to achieve anything evil. Everything that the Heavenly Father wills and desires for us is good. And so that relationship of perfect goodness within the Trinity enables a perfect trust and a perfect unity. The Trinity also reveals a God who is infinitely generous. You know, if we think about the saints in heaven who are beholding the presence of God, they have all of their needs met. You know, the Trinity provides every good thing that they could possibly imagine. You know, so they don't have any wants, and they don't have to worry that they're missing out on anything or God is holding out on them. You know, God pours out his goodness in abundance upon them. The same love that we see between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Lord bestows that same love upon the saints in heaven. When we look at ourselves, you know, our human relationships, we're called to try and imitate that same love and selfless sacrifice and generosity that we see in the Trinity. We're called to imitate that in our relationships with one another because we're created in the image of God and we're created to be in relationship with others. And so perhaps a good question we can ask ourselves as we reflect upon the Trinity and the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is, do we show that same love in our relationships with one another? Husbands and wives, are we modeling that love, that total generosity with our spouse? Or siblings, you know, brothers and sisters, is that the way that we're treating each other? Is that the way that we treat our friends or our coworkers and even total strangers that we meet? Are we treating them with that same selfless generosity that we see within the Trinity? Or do we think of ourselves first? Now, our human relationships are meant to be a reflection of the love of the Trinity. And so the more we grow in holiness, and the more we grow in our understanding of who God is, the more that should infuse our human relationships with the selfless love that we see between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've seen some strange times in the past couple months in our country. You know, we've gone to very different extremes. And in some ways, it's brought about the best in people, and in some ways, it's brought about the worst in people. You know, in terms of the best of people, you know, once we received the shelter-in-place order, you know, there have been incredible acts of generosity. You know, I've read about religious communities in various countries who have visited the sick who are quarantined and not allowed out of their homes to bring them food. And they've gone house to house bringing people food. You know, even when it means risking their own exposure to the disease, they've still sacrificed of themselves to make sure that those who are vulnerable have food to eat. You know, doctors and nurses who have risked their own health to treat those who are sick. I've seen here at our parish generous donations to St. Vincent de Paul and, you know, other food pantries and those in need. You know, people have really stepped up in a time of need. And I know a lot of people have been reaching out to those who were by themselves, calling them up on the phone, writing letters to them just to make sure that they stay connected and have someone to interact with. And so in this time, you know, we've seen incredible acts of generosity. And that's a beautiful way of seeing how people are reflecting the love that God, of the Trinity right here in our world, in a time where a lot of people were scared and in difficult situations. At the same time, we've seen at the other extreme in the past few weeks, we've seen the worst of human nature. We've seen the excessive use of force against a helpless individual, and we've seen certain rioters who have taken advantage of the situation in order to destroy the order of law and to cause chaos and to, you know, destroy, you know, business fronts and to loot their different retail places. You know, ultimately with the goal of not just undermining our next election, you know, but their goal is to undermine the role of elections themselves in a political system and to replace it with a system of violence, disorder, and fear. In the end, these riots are not going to achieve their end because they've lost sight of who God is. You know, God calls us to act out of love to our neighbor, and it's love that will triumph. We see our true dignity not through violence and through persecution of others, but when we recognize the one who created us, who's a being of love and generosity, and when we reflect those actions in our behavior. It would be much more productive, rather than rioting, to spend that time in church, to come before God and to see who God is and to be transformed. Because violence is never going to change the world for the better. It's when people turn to God and try and imitate his goodness through their own efforts and through the grace of God, and to bring that selfless generosity and love that we see into the world. When we try and imitate the love of the Trinity and bring that into the world, that's when the world is going to be transformed. And so I encourage each of us as we celebrate this feast day of the Holy Trinity to see and to meditate upon the incredible love and total self-giving that we see in the Trinity as we strive to imitate that within our own relationships and the way that we treat others.